This episode is brought to you by Untuck It. Visit untuckit.com and use code CADCAST for 20% off at checkout.
Gentlemen, welcome to CADCAST episode number 613. I'm your host, GVD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who I'm about to swear in, Wombat.
I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. This is the final word from the President of the U.S. President of the U.S.
Wow, you've memorized that whole thing.
Yep, it's pretty good, right?
And he couldn't even memorize it. And you got other things on your mind.
I want nothing. It is pretty funny. It's like I can't read it without singing it.
Wow. Shipwreck, do you have anything to add about today's
political... Oh, I have nothing to add about the hearings. I just like singing my song.
I know. I was impressed that you were able to pull that off.
Thanks.
So I'm going to be more impressed if I'm able to pull off the introduction music with you singing over it and still have it make sense. But you know what? I'm up for that challenge.
Up for it, right.
Do you know what?
Or maybe you just cut it out sooner.
Maybe. Look, I just said I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, I think you do. Or maybe you just use the bed.
Don't tell me my job.
I'm pretty sure Frere Jacques is public domain, so you could like use
it. There's got to be a remix. Techno remix.
Of Frere Jacques? Uh-huh.
I'll find it. Don't worry. All right. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're not going to really, obviously, talk about politics.
No. That was...
But I did watch a lot of that impeachment hearing today.
Yeah. I think we all did.
No, I don't think that we all did.
I was working.
Right.
I was working, too. We had it on at work.
We did not. we were working.
Well, hey, you know.
You know, someplace, depending on where you work, you may have to have it on. For example, the deli that I go to, they had it on.
Or the news magazine that I work for.
Right. I know in Mrs. Sheepy's office, they have to have it on. Like the traders have to have it on because all that stuff affects the markets. And these guys are always watching it. She's not a trader, but she sits in like the same area. Open floor plan and all. You know how it is, Wombat.
I do. I have an open floor plan.
Congratulations. Don't brag.
That is the opposite of a brag.
That's what you want at home, not at the office.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So what's going on? Anybody got anything exciting going on? Any big Thanksgiving plans coming up?
I thought we were going to do a show before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we are. We have to. We're contractually obligated to do
one. We're contractually obligated to do a show before
That's
Thanksgiving.
That's my big Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah, I think I'm going to my parents' house one day.
Right.
And then I'm going to my aunt's house one day.
Right.
And that's it.
I would say to our listeners that you're perfectly in your right to complain about ads in our podcast. But I would got to guarantee that we've put out more episodes in the last like 2 years than we have in previous years because we somehow are getting sponsors. So
and I like them.
And you like what?
Sponsors.
You like sponsors? Uh-huh. We were just talking before the show how we're lucky that we have good sponsors.
We have good ones, yeah.
Because one of our sponsors got acquired for $4 billion today. Another one. That's the second. I think isn't that the second $4 billion acquisition?
Yeah.
Wasn't Harry's like $4 billion or $2
billion? So basically what you're saying is if you have a company that's like on the rise,
uh-huh, on the
but
fence.
You really want to push it over the edge,
yep.
There's really only one podcast that you should be advertising on.
Right. The one that's going to get
Indoors.
You $4 billion.
Yes.
Sorry, Chip. I stepped on your good joke.
That was a good joke. Way to go, Chief.
I can fix that in post. Don't worry.
Yeah,
we'll get that later. I always fix that shit.
Good. Don't worry. It's done.
Yeah. Well, how much? Oh, it was only $1.37 billion for Harry's, but we'll get you at least $1 billion. I think is what we're saying. Promising.
Mm-hmm. With a B.
Right. You're gonna, you know, you'll hear some good farts, and you get $1 billion. CatCast.
Is this the part of the show where we talk about NCAA basketball?
If you'd like to.
I sent this to you guys earlier.
I didn't understand it, so I...
Okay.
So there was this guy, and he plays for Memphis.
Right.
And he's like the best basketball player in the country for college right now,
okay.
And he's a freshman. And when he was in high school, a high school coach lent his family $11,000 to help his family move. Now that high school coach is his college coach.
Okay.
So he's been suspended for what seems like almost the remainder of the season from college basketball. Plus, he now has to donate $11,000 to charity, which as a college freshman, I highly doubt
Wait,
he has.
Wait, the coach was suspended or the
no,
player
No,
was suspended?
The player. So the coach is Penny Hardaway. I'm sure you've...
I know him.
Okay.
He's different than Anthony Hardaway.
No, he's not. That's the same.
Fuck.
No, it's the same person.
Damn it. Is there an Anthony Hardaway? He's different from...
Than Tim Hardaway.
Oh, I was close. I knew there were multiple Hardaways.
Right.
So I should get credit for that.
It just happened to be that two of the multiple ones ended up being the same person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, no, he's suspended 13 games, which, whatever. But then, yeah, in order to get reinstated for later in the season, he has to donate $11,500 to a charity of his choice.
But what about the coach? He's out third. He's out all the money.
The coach?
Yeah.
No. He's fine. He's Penny Hardaway.
He's got plenty of money.
the money's not an issue for him.
Right. But the point is, the coach lent him the money, right?
So shouldn't the coach be the one getting punished? Is that what you're saying?
There shouldn't be anybody
punished in this situation.
Right. I can understand first.
If they said a 3-game suspension
sure.
or something like that.
Something like that.
Then it wouldn't have been a story, and it would have just gone away, and that would have been the end of it, and he would have learned his lesson. Don't accept money from high school coaches when you're in high school.
Well, he didn't even do that. And his parents did that to move. Yes.
Are you not allowed to do that in high school?
No. Well, you're allowed to do that as long as you don't go to a college where
the person who lent you the money
is also considered a booster of that school.
Now, here's the question I have. What's stopping him from just dropping out of college and going pro tomorrow?
He can't. You have to be out of high school 1 year per NBA rules.
Okay, so that's
he could go play in Europe or something.
He could go play in Europe, but it doesn't make any sense. He's going to serve his 11 right. games and then be back for
right.
The last third
or
of the season.
Maybe he just trains real hard and doesn't get injured and just goes to the NBA next year.
Where does the NCAA, though? This is the question I have. Where does the NCAA think he has $11,500 to donate?
Right, he should donate to, he should set up a charity for himself and then donate it to himself.
He could start a GoFundMe, is that allowed?
I don't know if that's allowed or not. Like, there's no way of him to, like, within the bylaws of the NCAA, to get $11,500 to even donate to a charity. So I have no idea.
Right.
Like, if he started, say, a GoFundMe.
No, he can't do that. He's better off starting a charity for himself, like I said. Start up a charity for himself and his family, like a legitimate charity, and then...
Well, all that's going to happen here is the parents are going to go get a loan because they're going to say, hey, my collateral is my son is going to be the number one draft pick next year.
Right.
Give me $11,500. Yeah.
Dumb.
It's like...
So
it's,
dumb.
What is going on? This is the most... illogical thing.
Sports are dumb. Just stop watching sports. Only watch table tennis and you won't go wrong. They don't have these problems in professional table tennis.
I don't know. I watched my first football game of the season on Sunday, which is crazy. Like, I finally had a chance to sit down and watch a football game on Sunday, and it wasn't so bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
It wasn't a Bengals game then?
No, it was the Jets game, and the Jets won, which was a shock to everybody. But I was just, don't ask me how I wound up in a position of, hey, it's 12:30 on a Sunday afternoon and no one needs me to be anywhere. So I'm just going to sit here, which I don't think has happened. And I honestly couldn't tell you the last time that
you're sitting there,
do something. Sitting on the couch on a Sunday afternoon. No, that is a very rare occurrence for me.
How about sitting there in general?
I took advantage of it.
How's the exercise plan going?
It's going all right. I've been a little lazy this week. But I know. And by a little lazy, I mean I skipped yesterday. So
that's not bad.
I just need to get back on the horse. And by the horse, I mean the bike. And it's right next to me. So
get on it right now. Let's hear it.
Yeah, no, I don't think we want that.
I disagree.
I do have an episode of Arrow to watch, so there'll be some bike riding.
How about for your Patreon? I think that we need a live stream of you exercising.
That's, no one wants to watch that.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. You could do that. You have the ability to set up a live stream down there.
I know I have the ability to do it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, you don't want money?
I want money, but I don't want money for pain.
You don't want money for exercise? I think that's a good trade-off.
I'm not in a position to feel, I'm too self-conscious for that right now.
Oh, interesting. For just to ride a bike? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What if the camera's just on your face?
Then maybe.
What if the camera is just on your ass?
That's also a possibility.
But not both.
No. I did get a double workout today, if you know what I mean.
No. You had a bacon double cheeseburger?
Nope.
You That's all I got.
Okay then. You know what I mean, wink wink, yeah, nudge,
you
got, nudge.
You had sex with your wife?
Uh-huh.
And another man? Yep.
No, just my chosen life partner.
But what's the double exercise?
That and riding the bike.
Oh. Got it.
Oh, you said you didn't ride the bike.
That was yesterday.
That
was yesterday.
I got confused too. Yeah. I was just trying to think.
Congratulations.
Trying not to think about Wombat having sex.
Thank you. Yeah. I only like to bring it up because I know how much you hate it.
I don't hate it. That could be part of the Patreon too. Wombat.
Only people who pay to hear about Wombat's sex life get to hear about it.
It's really not that exciting.
No, but you can embellish, write some sexy stories like penthouse form.
You know what I wanted to mention to you, actually?
Sexy stories?
Yes. speaking of sexy stories, have you seen the TWA hotel?
Yes, I have, actually.
Because I feel like that would, because I know you and your wife like to go to those love hotels in Japan.
Yes.
But they don't have those here.
Correct.
This is like close to that because it's like a themed, it's a themed hotel, well, but it's a themed room.
It's a mid-century modern themed hotel. I was very interested in it, so I checked it out as soon as it was done.
It looks like the old TWA terminal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all themed.
It's
out.
Awesome. I had a JetBlue flight. I guess I was going to LA probably, and I just ran over there and I ran into the hotel lobby before my flight and walked around and checked it out. It is very cool. I took some pictures even.
I know. See? I know what I'm talking about.
Right. But what are you saying? I'm not going to go there.
I'm just saying could stay a night, spend a night there.
I could spend a night here and fuck.
You were the one that used to go to hotels when you lived in another country.
I was younger, though.
I was trying to
spice up my love life?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, that's what friends do for friends.
It's spicy,
but you wouldn't
enough.
Know that.
It's spicy
because
fine.
You've never had a friend.
Thanks, friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot I never had a friend. Oh boy. Oh boy. Too much sex talk. Oh boy.
Yeah. Sex and politics—the two things.
And
tell
sports.
You
what
about.
The fuck is happening?
Sex, politics,
I'm
and sports. The three things you're not supposed to talk about, and we just went right into it.
Right. All right. Let's do some show feedback.
Right. What else shouldn't we talk about?
Right. There's probably more other things.
Sokotoa guy has to say. Excuse me. Oh,
he didn't say any of these things.
I just had some water. I'm with Wombat on telling people about the podcast. Hell, if I had done over 600 episodes of a successful anything, I'd be telling everybody. I can understand Chibi only wanting to talk about it to gamers if pretty much asked, but that's his choice. Besides, I'm sure Wombat is not starting conversations like, "Hi, I'm Wombat, and I co-host a video game podcast. How are you?"
That sounded way too natural.
That's because that's how I start a conversation.
Right. Why wouldn't you start it like that?
That's so my brand.
How does it come up?
You'd be surprised how it comes up. Like, you know how it comes up a lot? It comes up a lot for me is a lot of times when
I'm Wombat and I co-host a video game podcast. How are you? Sorry.
When you talk with other parents and they find out you work in the city, the first thing they say to you is, oh, the commute is awful, isn't it? I'm like, it's not so. And I like goes, you know, it's not so bad. You just kind of get to sit there and zone out for about 45 minutes and you can listen to whatever you want. And then people go, what do you like to listen to? And I say, I usually listen to podcasts. What podcast do you download? This. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because I listen to this, and then it just comes. Then you start a conversation about podcasts, and then it's
so you led them there.
Yes,
I don't know about that. I mean,
you're
sure.
Complicit.
You don't pretty much on the ass they got there.
Right, I find a way to not get there somehow.
I was just trying to think of a way that it would get there.
That's one example. Because I was asking Mrs.
Or sometimes I'm like with someone who knows about the show, and they'll say, you know. He hosts a podcast.
Okay, that I get.
You got the wingman situation going.
Like
the podcast wingman. I have
hype man.
I have friends that know that I have a show and have known that I've known longer than the show. So I don't know.
Right. I asked Mrs. Chibi about this. She thought it was a little weird that you would tell people because I was explaining to Mrs. Chibi.
Your wife's a little weird. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
Weird about bringing it up. We have a product.
But I don't necessarily want people in my life to listen to it. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
Because we talk about weird stuff. I'm like farting. Like I don't need like the friends of the parents of Ty's friends to hear me like farting and then remixing the fart into a song parody at the end. Like
has Ty ever told his friends about your show?
They probably know, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
They don't care.
He doesn't care really. He cares that I get all the games ahead of time. Not all the games, but when I get a game ahead of time or stuff like that, maybe he tells his friends about it.
If we started like a Fortnite tips section.
It could be.
Then we might hit that market.
He might tell his friends about it, but the parents wouldn't certainly like go and check it out. I don't think he's telling his parents, their parents about it. So I'm just saying.
Oh, I don't think any of my friends' kids' parents are listening to the show.
Right.
It is very rare.
That's the only point that I was trying to make about telling other people about the show. Like I wouldn't want people to listen to the show that might get the wrong idea. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like the farting stuff. Like a lot of the show. Like half the show.
I'm proud of my work.
I'm not saying I'm not proud about it. I'm
You're
just saying
clearly not proud of your work. We understand.
I like to be humble and modest about it. And you know, if somebody said to me like I love listening to video game podcasts, I would most definitely tell them that I'd been doing a video game podcast since 2005.
Huh.
But
that's
right. So I would be unlikely to say it in that case.
For real?
In that case, yes. That would be one where I'd be avoiding it.
Why?
I don't know. That would just not be the avenue where I would bring up that I did one of those.
Because somebody said
they've already made it known to me that they don't listen to it at that point. If they're
right. But there's so many out there. There's so many.
Right, there are.
See, that's another reason. I don't want them hearing that.
It's on my LinkedIn profile. People can find it there.
Yeah, it's not
I'm
proud
enough to put it on my LinkedIn profile. I'll bet.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's on mine too.
All right, what else we got in show feedback?
Angsto2 has to say, new low for the CADcast, audible wet fart. New low for me, rewinding to listen to wet fart.
See, these are all like Exhibit A, Exhibit B, you know. Of why what people in my neighborhood listen.
But people seem to like it.
I don't know that my neighbors would like it necessarily, but
yeah, whatever.
Right. It's fine.
I'm already done. I'm already done with the conversation.
I'm fine with you. I'm just saying what works for me. What works for you is something different. And you know, we're all in different
situations.
I'm
just saying at some point you may be talking to someone that I might even be able to do something for you. With this show and listen to it and be like, this is amazing. I need to make these people stars.
No one's done that.
And instead, you're like,
this is how we got started with this in the first place. This has been
right
613 episodes of waiting for that moment.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting. I'm still hoping.
You can't wait for that moment. If you want it, you got to go out and get it.
I am well aware of that. I think we passed our peak.
There was a peak?
There was a peak and we missed
it. I don't
it.
Think that we've peaked.
You don't think
I don't
so?
Think that, I don't think, I think it's just like a flat line.
Gotcha. That's not bad either.
Right.
it's better than the opposite direction.
Right.
Oh, JBrad001 has to say, Chibi, the mix you did at the end of this episode is one of the best ones you've done so far. I was literally laughing out loud at work when Shipwreck's heat and your fart were thrown into the mixtape. Keep up the great work, guys. Chibi, you've been on fire with these end of show remixes. I just wanted to say
Thank
it.
You.
I've been listening.
It's fun.
I listen to it in the house. My wife says, what the hell is this crap? Please turn it off.
It sounds very weird. This one was like an assault on your ear. So if you can handle that, like you can handle anything.
She was not happy.
No, it was very. Shipwreck saying, you do it, Shipwreck.
Me do it? I don't even remember how I was saying it.
Heat! But I can't like wheeze like you.
Heat!
Yeah, it was good. I had a lot. You know how many times I had to listen to you say that to make that 30 seconds or a minute?
That makes me happy.
It was easy. It's just like, you know, it was like the first thing I found when I typed in Need for Speed Heat. It was the trailer, like the launch trailer. I was like, this is going to work just fine. And you got Wombat laughing in there. It was all a lot of fun. See, I don't need like... Your parents listening to that, they're going to think this guy's farting.
Oh, it's not as bad as you think, but that's okay.
Okay, it's fine. If they find it, they find it, but I don't need to like force them there, you know?
I've never forced anyone. It's not like I walk into a room wearing a t-shirt that says, ask me about my podcast.
I don't need to push them in the direction of our
You know,
show.
The last time we had a barbecue in the backyard, I just put the podcast on.
No, you did not.
Of course not, you son of a bitch.
I thought for a second, this motherfucker didn't do that. Did he? No. Mostly because I was at one of those barbecues and you didn't put it on. I figured that would have been the ideal time to put it on.
Ask me about my podcast is a pretty good t-shirt. To say it.
That has to exist.
Yes. Let's look it up right now.
Okay, you look it up.
Ask me... about my podcast shirt. Yep.
Yeah.
So many.
Good.
I'm sure there's tons.
Pick out your favorite one, Wombat.
Are we done with? I guess we're done with show feedback. I feel like there were other things I wanted to talk about, but I didn't write them down, so.
Well, that I can't help you with.
Mm. All right.
Well, they range in price a lot, too.
What, the shirts?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Watch This Bitches.
Okay.
Shadowfan writes in and he says, tell us about the Snyder Cut, Wombat.
Well, I mean, all I can tell you is that I think it may actually happen.
Does it really exist?
Well, this is where it gets sort of murky. Because for the last 2 years, they've been saying no. And then over the weekend, out of nowhere... You have Zack Snyder and Gal Gadot and...
Oh, somebody said they saw it, right?
And Ben Affleck
Aquaman.
Tweeting about... And, oh, did Aquaman say he saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have all the stars and the director tweeting about that it needs to be released after saying it doesn't exist. Now you have Aquaman saying he saw it. I mean...
They definitely will release it.
I'm sure there's a rough cut somewhere. The rumor was... is that the rough cut existed, but it didn't have the finished special effects. And to add in the special effects would just be really expensive.
No, Aquaman said that it had everything.
I'm just saying what I heard. I don't know.
But you weren't talking to Aquaman, obviously.
I clearly was not.
Or his fish friends. How'd you like the Snyder Cut? They spared no expense on that show, the cartoon.
none at all. I mean, it's just my favorite clip from the Super Friends was, I think it's Green Lantern gets captured, and they have him on the monitor, and the person's like, "We have Green Lantern." But the footage they showed of the Justice League looking at the monitor has Green Lantern still there, looking at the capture.
Well, yeah, they saved $5.
Yeah, keeping him in there. Someone's a little lazy that day. But anyway, I want to think that the Snyder Cut exists. Do I think it's any better? No. Do I think it will be an enjoyable watch for what it is?
No.
I think there's something about it kind of like bad reality TV. It would be like the Bachelor of Justice League movies. One of those things you just got to see it. So, right.
Don't you think if the studio thought they could make $2 on it, they would release it?
I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, what's holding them up? The rumor is that they may be waiting for that HBO app to come out.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Boom.
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
Not soon enough. If it's gonna have the Snyder Cut.
That will definitely, right.
This is the one with Superman's mustache.
That's the one with Superman's mustache. That's the one pre-mustache. Although Superman has a beard in it at one point, so that's a whole other thing.
Is this the bathtub one?
No, that's Batman Superman.
Okay.
Batman Superman is the bathtub one.
God, that was.
And they did release the director's cut of that, and it wasn't better.
Was it more bathtub?
It was 30 minutes of bathtub.
Water just keeps flowing.
No, it was them scrubbing down the tub afterwards.
And they also have that awkward conversation where Lois Lane is like, "I don't mind going out with you, but I am closer in age to your mother than I am to you, and I find that to be a little weird." But, you know, that was cut out.
Controversial.
It is controversial.
You know what else is controversial?
What's that?
What?
I watched The Mandalorian.
Yes.
How was that?
Half man, half DeLorean.
Yeah, I've seen that joke like 17 times.
Good.
Now you've heard it.
The show, I will admit that the show was entertaining.
It's a good show.
Yeah. It was a good show. I didn't appreciate the baby spoiler that was posted on Twitter before I saw it.
Is it really a spoiler though?
Yes.
Like what does it ruin?
It ruined the surprise. I knew I knew everything.
Yeah, but
what do you mean? I knew that's who he was looking for.
Yeah, but it's not.
It didn't ruin the show for me, but it would have been better if I didn't see it.
You can't have a spoiler in the pilot.
I'm just saying it would have been better if I didn't see it on Twitter beforehand. That's all.
Yeah, it's fine.
I said it's fine. I just said it would have been better.
Will you stop arguing me? It's fine.
I said it. Listen, I did take notes about some. There were some stupid parts.
Well, don't spoil it for other people now.
No, I'm not going to spoil
it. But yeah, there's some Ewok type moments.
Right. But it's still better than any Star Wars movie besides the original trilogy. By a lot.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I still like The Force Awakens.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I like it. If I had to give it a rating, I would give it at least 3/4 portions.
Oh, speaking of ratings, I asked Ty. Remember everyone was saying like what a terrible father I was because we didn't watch The Mandalorian immediately.
Did you ask him on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate me?
No, I asked him on a scale of 1 to 10 to rate his interest in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think his answer was?
A 4.
6.5.
Okay.
And so I said, "You have a passing interest in Star Wars." Get it?
Uh-huh. So what's your point?
He didn't care. He had no interest in seeing The Mandalorian, but we did all watch it together, and he really enjoyed it. He loves it. Oh, I'll have to edit that out.
You just say he loves beep.
So yeah, it was fun.
That's it all. Was fun.
Yeah, they did a nice job with it.
Did you watch anything else on Disney Plus?
No.
No, you haven't watched the Jeff Goldblum show?
No.
You should watch the Jeff Goldblum show. It's very good. That's also a good family show. That's a fun for the whole family. Let's sit down and watch this.
Nope.
Why not?
No, I'll watch it, maybe.
Okay. I don't know. I'm like, why? Why not do something you'll enjoy as a family?
We're
going to
watch Mandalorian. That's what we have time for.
Wow. That sounds so unfortunate.
Well, I have time to watch things.
I understand that, but it's like, no, the only time my family has together is when we sit down for 30 minutes to watch The Mandalorian, and then we don't see each other for a week.
That is what I said.
We watch it at 1.5 speed.
And
And then we go our separate ways, yes. And true. We mark it in our Palm Pilots to see each other next week.
That is accurate. Can't argue mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do new releases. Or no, let's talk about our sponsor first.
All right.
Let's talk about our sponsor, Untuck It. Because you know, the holidays are almost here. And you know what that means, Wombat?
Gifts!
If you're lucky. And what better gift to give the guy in your life than a stylish shirt that fits just right? And unlike most brands, Untuck It shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts always fall at that just right length, no matter his size, so he looks casual and sharp. That's how I like to look, Wombat.
I do too.
We were given a promotional code to shop on the Untuck It website and try mm-hmm. out the shirts and try out the shopping experience. And I will have to say, as a person with a unique body type, it was really great to have a shopping experience where I was entirely confident I was going to be able to buy something that fit me from the website and not have to worry about like trying it on. You know what I mean?
Yep. I do know. I have a true story. This is a true story. It happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Henley that I got from them. And I put the Henley on in my bedroom, as one is wont to do when they're getting dressed. And my wife was in the room, and she looked at me and she said, "Ooh, where'd you get that shirt from?"
And you said, "From doing the CADcast."
And I said, "It's an Untuck It shirt." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "That looks good on you."
Nice.
So that is a true story. Mm-hmm. I am literally not making any of that up. So if you want your wife to look at you and go, "Ooh, where'd you get that shirt from?"
Was she licking her chops?
She might have been.
Was she licking your chops?
That was later.
Hey-o.
Hey.
No. Well, with more than 50 plus fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Yeah, I ordered the large tall size and it fits perfectly.
I got the fat guy size and it fits for me too.
The fat guy, that's not a fat guy size.
No, there's just a large.
No, they have a section on their website that's just dedicated to so you get your right fit, so you know what size to order, so you really you won't have any fear about ordering the wrong size. And the shirts look great. They're a modern look. The fabric is awesome. They're high end shirts. Designed to be worn untucked. And remember, Wombat, you told me before you tried to tuck in the Untuck It shirt. What happened?
I got shocked.
Yeah, so don't untuck the Untuck It shirt.
But that's a joke.
They're meant to be worn. Oh, it's a joke? You didn't get shocked?
That's a joke. I feel like we have to say that during an ad. That's a joke.
You will not get shocked with Untuck It shirts. So whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It is the way to go. Visit untuckit.com and use code CADcast for 20% off at checkout. That's untuckit.com and promo code CADcast for 20% off. Was I supposed to spell that?
Yes, I think it's untuckit.com. That's untuckit.com, promo code CADcast.
Thank you. I don't want to upset anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to deliver quality shirts to the people. That's all.
Let's talk about the newest releases.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Untuck It.
I know that Cheapy and I have been playing one of these, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Never heard of it. How is it?
It is unexpected because we talked about this last week. Like, they did not do the EA Access trial.
Nope. That's why I have no idea what it's
right, like. Which led us to believe something may be wrong with the game. Nothing's wrong with the game. That's not the issue. They just didn't want to give it to people. It's not
point of order. Point of order.
Yeah.
There are some things wrong with it.
Sure, but nothing to the point where they were trying to hide it from anybody.
I don't know about that. It's pretty buggy.
It's
I don't
not
know if they
so
wanted to show off the buggy.
I think they chose to not do it just because
they wanted people to buy it.
Yeah, Disney or somebody said, hey, not this one.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
But it's Tomb Raider with Dark Souls.
Yep.
Which is not
Star Wars.
I knew nothing going into the game.
And gingers. They stole your likeness.
He doesn't have a beard.
For the youngin'.
Right.
No, when he's a kid.
Oh, when he's a kid.
Somebody pointed out that he looked like you as a kid on Twitter. You didn't see that picture?
I did see that.
Yeah, it looked pretty much like you.
Okay. I'm enjoying it so far.
Sure.
I like the traversal stuff. It is a little bit buggy. It's not as polished as, say, a Tomb Raider and Uncharted.
Are you playing in performance mode on your 1X?
I have not adjusted any of that stuff. So you're not.
I would recommend that you do not play in performance mode. Okay. I find the performance mode lacking in performance. It's supposed to lower.
What's the other mode?
It's just the regular mode. The regular mode is supposed to be the highest picture quality, while performance mode is highest frame rate. And the frame rate is, it's not like it's delivering you a 60 frames per second frame rate. So if it can't do that, then the performance mode is useless, because that's the only reason why you'd want it would be a steady high frame rate. It doesn't do that. So it just sort of looks shittier and also has an inconsistent frame rate. So you're better off with like the better visuals and the lower frame rate in the regular setting. But we're having fun with it. I've had like some very weird glitches happen. One where it basically broke my Xbox and I had to hard reboot it. I kept falling through the, it broke it to the point where I was trying to screen capture it, the video, because it was so funny what it was doing, and it wouldn't let me do it because it was too broken. And then I had to resync my controller after, because that's how broken it broke my Xbox.
So would I like this game? I think that's the real question everyone wants.
I think you would like it if you played it in like on an easier difficulty. Because I don't think...
Well, I think it has like 17 difficulty
levels. It has four, right. I believe.
And I went for not the normal, but the bump up, Jedi Master.
I did as well.
Are you still on Jedi Master? Or?
I am not.
I have not played any on Jedi Knight, which is the default. But I did, as I was quitting the game the last time, I did bump it down from Master to Knight just because I was not having fun like with the way the save system works. Like the checkpoints, there was one section like where I'm fighting, it's pretty early in the game. I fought like, I don't know, four or five space billy goats.
Darth Vader's billy goats?
maybe. Right. So I fought those guys. I died a couple times fighting them, but no big deal. Like it's all like pattern based stuff. Which is that kind of clunky, not actiony combat. Like it's almost actiony, but you have to step away.
You're not selling me on this game.
I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you what the game is.
It's really feels like Tomb Raider, except they penalize you for dying.
Yeah, and the combat is not as fluid as.
Well, what do you mean they penalize you for dying?
You lose experience points that you haven't.
They haven't saved? Banked yet.
Yeah. You haven't banked at the meditation points. You can only save at meditation points.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like Tomb Raider. That.
Yeah.
So when you say you lose, do you lose all of them? Or
no, they get stuck with the last creature or enemy that killed you. And then if you go back to them and then just damage them, you get it all back.
It's weird.
It's very Dark Souls-y. So, yeah, like...
Dark Souls, you had to kill the enemy to get it back.
Sure. This is a little bit more forgiving in that sense. You can go up and like stab and run away.
I'm surprised when that happened, yeah.
Yeah, but it still has some Dark Souls-y stuff. Like if you walk off into a direction that is not on the main path, you may find something that is killable, but is not enjoyable.
Right. You're going to be there for a while.
Right. You're going to be doing the stab and run away, stab and run away.
I found one of those and he had a treasure that he was guarding. And I was like, I think I could just drop into this cave, grab the treasure and just run away, like force slow him down, grab the treasure and run out. And I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's an interesting game. It's got that going for it. Like I want to play a lot more of it. It's just, I'm looking forward to having that difficulty to where I can enjoy playing it.
Right. Wombat, I don't think you would be particularly impressed by the game. I mean, unless you were impressed by the world, the way that Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider games present the world.
Eh, I'm kind of mixed on those.
It's pretty much they present the Star Wars world in the same way. Although it was cool. I did like, you know, you have a ship or you're on somebody else's ship, and I walked into the cockpit as the ship was taking off. We were going to somewhere and it did look pretty cool for a minute. And then you can definitely see that they did not have all the time that they needed to polish this. They had a deadline. Okay,
so maybe I'll wait. Maybe it's a waiter.
Yeah.
I'll wait it out.
I think it's for you, Wombat.
I really don't.
Yeah.
If you're not interested in Tomb Raider and you're not interested in Dark Souls, I don't think there's anything here for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to play an easy Dark Souls, but that's a whole other conversation.
Right. Don't you think, Chip, sometimes the visuals look really good and then you'll see something that looks awesome and then you'll turn around or look to the side and it just looks really barren. Like they just didn't have time to fill in the world, basically. But I don't know, it's fun.
I would say they took on a pretty large scope.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty solid game for
absolutely
for what it is.
It's no Borderlands 3 is what you're saying.
It's right. Not, but
I'm looking forward to a patch soon.
Sure.
Because it's the Black Friday sales are starting.
Sure.
I don't have really anything new to play.
Do you like ponchos?
I do like ponchos.
Okay. Okay. You may be back on board then.
There are ponchos in this game.
There's collectible ponchos.
So when I found the first poncho, I had to say to myself, wait a minute. Did they just throw ponchos into this, or is that part of the Star Wars canon? And it is. They call them ponchos.
There are ponchos in Star Wars.
But they call them ponchos. Why would they call them ponchos in the Star Wars universe?
Because everyone knows that there's a Mexican Star Wars.
I just don't get it. It was very weird. And also, the ponchos look so weird in the game. I refuse to put on a poncho.
I'm all ponchoed up.
You are?
Well, if I'm going to go over there and open up a chest, and they're going to get me
something.
Are they purely cosmetic, though, right?
Yes.
They don't do anything.
Purely cosmetic.
Can you find clothing that isn't a poncho?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think.
Now, but everything you find, though, all the treasures are purely cosmetic, yep. Or do you find upgrades?
Oh, no, you can find upgraded, lightsaber stuff.
Okay, and that improves your lightsaber.
Well, makes it different. I don't know if it makes... I haven't found anything that...
But not necessarily better.
Cosmetic.
Well, you can get, a dual-bladed lightsaber, which I'm assuming it has advantages.
Are you sure?
I'm not, because I don't have the dual-bladed lightsaber yet, but that's my next mission.
I've only ever seen one Jedi use a double-bladed lightsaber. I'm suspect on its advantages all around by its lack of use.
Yeah, but now he's got robot legs.
Yeah, but
worked out
why wouldn't Obi-Wan Kenobi use a double-bladed lightsaber if it's better?
It's heavy.
No, it's the same thing. It's a button push.
Oh, isn't it longer?
Twice.
Anyway, whatever. We're enjoying. I think what we're saying is we're going to keep playing Jedi. What is it? Fallen Order.
Yes.
It's not perfect.
The disappointing part of it is the setup for it. The whole story. It's just been done so many times. Now I don't know if this goes in some different direction, but
right.
How many times have we been this last Jedi that is going to restore the Jedi Order?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the story. It's not doing it for me at all. I like the one character is the guy who has his spaceship.
Yeah.
So maybe I should just go with Ghost Recon Breakpoint. That's down to $30.
I hear everybody hates that. So yeah, go for it.
I know. Everyone does hate that.
How about getting in on some of this Modern Warfare action? With me,
that's not cheap enough for me. It's still priced too high.
You could spin around in a circle and shoot people.
I have I watch your clips and it makes me want to play it. I'm not gonna lie,
but you're not gonna be good like me.
I never said I would. So
I can't believe that I'm good at this. It's weird to me. Somebody pointed out in our Discord. I think it was our Discord. That it was that there's a different kind of matchmaking in Modern Warfare this year that is more
skill based.
Yeah, and it matches the liked skilled players together. So maybe it's just I'm not going up against the good people anymore. It knows I sort of suck. And
it puts you up against other people that
other
suck.
Other sucks. And I'm for a suck, I'm pretty okay, I guess.
I would like I said, I've always enjoyed the Call of Duty games for what they are. I would would want to try it out, but it's even on sale right now, it's too much.
It's like when in summer camp when they had like the color war and they would have the A team and the B team and the C team. And the A team with the best athletes and you know.
I understand how that works.
Right. Yes. And I was never on the A team, but I remember like sometimes I would get put on a team and I would be like pretty good for the sucky people. So I could like dominate in certain situations.
I was on the D team.
So I'm sorry. So I feel like that could be happening in modern warfare. But whatever it is, I'm bringing home the bacon.
Good work.
Thank you. New releases. Sorry, we're talking about new releases.
Yes,
though.
Also out this week. Shenmue 3. It came in the mail today for me.
Congratulations.
Enjoy that.
I have not had a chance to play it yet, obviously, because we're doing this show. Oh.
And there's a review. The embargo is not up for another couple of days, right?
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Well, I wonder what I don't know. I have. Are you going to play this?
Am I going to? Yeah, I'm going to check it out at least.
Okay.
What
if you hear that it's shitty? You can still check it out?
Well, I mean, I've heard that it is very much not a modern game.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that going in will, I don't know, I like old style games.
Sure.
Did you get the Resident Evil 2 remake?
Who, me?
No, Shipwreck. Thank you.
Me? I didn't play it. Okay. I don't know if I got it. I don't know if I have it or not. It might be in here somewhere.
That's one of those games that's on like a decent sale on the Black Friday stuff. And I'm like, I wonder if I would like that. Or if it would just be like, I already played this.
Wait, we're doing new releases now.
I know. So what? We're talking.
Wombat doesn't know anything about these. So he's talking about Resident Evil 2.
Questions.
He's looking at games that are on sale right now. And he's looking
these
at
games are on sale.
Stop looking through the sale. Why are you looking through the sale now? We're not talking about sales.
I'm not
now.
Looking through anything right now.
Oh, I thought you said you were looking through the sale.
No, it just when he brought up Shenmue 3, it just reminded me of other old games that have come out this year.
Got it.
That are on sale because that's on my brain.
I apologize for yelling
at you. Shenmue 3 is a new game, though.
I know it's new, but it's an old game.
What?
That's new.
What?
Modern
Shenmue
game.
Shenmue 3 is a brand new game.
I know, but it's going to feel like an old game.
Yes.
Yeah, which is what you just said.
Right, but it's not an old game. It's just, it's a new game made on an old game's budget.
Yes.
For old people.
For old people. Which, yes.
Anyway.
What else we have in new
We movies? Have.
How's your son liking the Pokemons?
Oh yeah, he bought Pokemon Sword with his birthday monies, and he's enjoying it a lot. He's enjoying it so much that I found the Switch in his bed, and now it's in my bed for a while.
You gonna catch the Pokemon?
No, I'm just gonna keep it there so he can't play it.
You gonna kill all his Pokemon?
I'll give it back to him on Saturday. No, I'm not gonna kill his Pokemon. He can have it back on Saturday. It's too much. It's too tempting. It's too tempting for him. It's too good.
Just you wait. He's going to go to college. He's going to have free time for the first time. He's going to explode.
He's not going to explode. And it's not going to be.
He can't even handle Pokemon.
He can handle it. It's just that.
No, he can't.
What do you mean?
You already had to take it away. He's had it for a day.
Well, it's because that's the rule. Our rules. That's what how our rules are set up. That's why we take it away. I could let him play, just like you said. You let your daughter stay up till midnight. I could probably do that, but I don't want to. I want him to go to sleep.
She's not
and
staying
get a good
up till midnight playing video games.
I didn't. Okay, but
she just doesn't go to sleep.
Right.
Have electronics.
Want him to go to sleep at a proper time. So that's why I don't let him play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him to stay. He's going to be tired because he's busy. Anyway, enough about this. What else we have in new releases? I don't want to get into this again.
I'm looking through the Switch list. Is there anything? Garfield Kart Furious Racing came out for Switch.
Fantastic.
I think it came out for everything.
Did it?
Yeah, because I saw it on the Xbox store. So
Okay. Is that where you're going with in the Xbox version?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, check out performance mode.
Garfield, known for his performance and his kart racing.
I only play as Nermal.
I could see that about you.
Yep.
Now, does this is what characters are in Garfield Kart Furious Racing?
I mean, let's see if I can guess. You look it up.
There's not too many.
It's going to have Nermal.
Odie.
It's going to have Odie. It's going to have Garfield, obviously. It's going to have John.
Arlene? Is that?
I was going to say, is Arlene going to be there?
Of course.
Okay, you say a yes to Arlene. Is it going to have Orson?
That's where it starts getting questionable, right?
Yeah. Like, are the U.S. Acres gang in this game?
Okay, I've got the list. I've got the list, according to fandom.com.
Okay, who's on it?
Garfield. Did anybody, anybody say that?
We did it.
Nope.
We missed that one.
John Arbuckle.
Missed that one.
Odie.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Liz Wilson.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
That's the vet that John dates.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Come on.
Liz. They just call her Liz.
Yeah. You may just call her Liz.
Yeah.
Nermal.
Mm-hmm.
Arlene.
Uh-huh.
Squeak.
A mouse?
There was a mouse, right?
Yeah, I feel like I guess there was a mouse.
He had like a stuffed animal too. What was the stuffed animal's name?
Wasn't it a bear?
Yeah.
It was a bear.
Pookie.
Good job.
He's not in the game.
That's impressive. What about a talking tray of lasagna?
Talking tray of lasagna.
You can be a tray of lasagna. How about it's just a tray of lasagna with wheels on it and you can drive it around.
I think that's what his car is.
I'm pretty sure that is in the game.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Harry is another So on Garfield.com, fandom.com, Harry is Garfield's frenemy. Harry is in many ways like Garfield in that he is very badly behaved. Unlike Garfield, I actually have to open the page now. Google's not telling me. let's see. What is he unlike Garfield?
So what you're saying is no one from U.S. Acres is in this game.
Not that I know of. Unlike Garfield, I've lost. Why is he not like Garfield?
I don't know.
He's black. Is that it? Is that where we're going with this?
He's racist.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not able to complete that sentence.
Garfield's got a pretty harsh personality. I could see people not liking him easily.
Yeah, not everyone is Odie.
Yeah. Odie's just a fool. That's why he likes anything.
It's odd to me that the GarfieldFandom.com page has a section for friends and enemies.
Right.
Like that.
He only has one enemy?
Garfield, like, he's friends sometimes with Odie.
Right. Oh, usually he's friends.
Right. What about Nermal?
Friends.
He's trying to send him to Timbuktu or whatever, right?
Oh, right.
Abu Dhabi.
That's what it is.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. It's been a while.
Well, now's the time to get back into it.
Probably not.
Garfield Kart, Furious Racing.
Yeah.
$30.
All right. What else? Is that it?
I don't know how we can get better than that.
Right. All right.
Sudoku, Relax 3. Autumn Don't Leaves.
All right.
Some distant.
Are we done with
memory.
The new releases?
I think I feel so. Like
Squidgies take over.
All right. Let's move on to what? To news multi. Let's let Shipwreck drown in the Switch releases. News multiplatforming and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. The big news this week, I would say, has to be Valve.
The Rainbow Six Netflix crossover.
Is that a real thing?
That is a real thing.
What is it?
There's some show on Netflix about a bank heist. So they incorporated costumes from that into Rainbow Six in a timed event.
Oh.
And I played it today and it was fine.
You know what I would watch the fuck out of?
A Rainbow Six show?
Yeah. Do you remember like the Rainbow Six books? like the original
Tom Clancy's the original Rainbow
one.
Six?
Have you read the original one?
I have not.
It's so good. It's yeah. And they when they made the video game, it was based on
the books.
The yes. books. The mm-hmm. like the first one. I don't know about yeah. any of the other ones, but I feel like you could just make that into a series on Netflix. It would be fantastic.
I think they should do that, but they should use the characters from Rainbow Six Siege.
Sure.
And just call it G.I. Joe Rainbow Six.
Knight Rider.
Yeah, Knight Rider Siege mm-hmm. 6.
I'll watch that. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would. I would watch the hell out of that. Anyway, so what's the big news?
Oh, Valve announced the new Half-Life game.
Yeah, but it's a VR game, so it doesn't count.
It's weird.
It's a VR game that may be exclusive to Valve's own equipment. Isn't
maybe.
It?
Yeah. I would assume that it would be.
All right. But so who's going to play that? All seven people. Good for you. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Gabe has too much money and a private company.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's doing it this way. Because he can.
Sure.
So I guess neither of us will be.
No one on this show is going to play that game.
But
if that's for you, enjoy it.
Listener. Once in a while, I entertain the notion of that wireless VR setup.
Okay.
That doesn't require any computer. Is that the Quest? I think that's the Quest.
I don't know.
Like if that got $100 off or something, I could see that happening for me. Because there's a bunch of good games on there that seem like it'd be really fun to not have to deal with a computer or anything. And complete wirelessness. Like Beat Saber. All right, what else we got in Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk?
So it looks like BioWare is planning a new version of Anthem, but it may just be the same Anthem, but different.
But freer?
Well, I don't know about that. They haven't said that. Anthem Next is what they're going to call it, apparently. And it's going to be a complete overhaul of Anthem. And it may be free to people who already own the game. It may be a whole new release.
But this is not really news, is it? Because this is what happens with games as a service now. I mean, look at the last Ghost Recon game.
Yeah, well, this is what happens with games as a service when
nobody
when
buys
a game
it.
As a service is successful, they do not have to do a complete overhaul. They just need to add to it or right. adjust it or maybe add some new maps. I mean, you're looking at even if you look at a game like an Apex or a Destiny or Rainbow Six, those games changed a lot, but it wasn't like, and now here's a whole new game.
But we don't know that this is really going to be a whole new game. This could just be like marketing,
I don't know,
you know.
All I know is that game is a disaster, and, you know, but it has, you know, there's
a good game in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a good idea in there.
They just have to structure it properly.
Oh, and also, you know, more gear. That game just trying to sell the gear as opposed to having any gear drops is really not the way to go. I'm not saying that you shouldn't sell gear. Go for it. But that shouldn't be the only way to get, you know, different visual looks for your armor. Because it's kind of lame. Because then if you don't want to spend any money, you're not really playing for any reason. So,
right.
Yeah. It's kind of lame. Lame.
Lame. Speaking of lame, mm-hmm. let's move on to Stadium. Yum. It's launch day. You excited?
Well, since we all have one.
The people who order the Founders Edition don't even have them.
What? We all got ours in the mail yesterday.
Sure you did.
I've been playing it nonstop.
Uh-huh.
I stream and streaming.
So the reviews, people got these things for review, like actual publications? I guess people who asked for them.
Yes.
And the consensus seems to be that the version that works on your television doesn't seem to work very well. Or on your computer even. But playing on your phone seems to be okay. But, you know, you have all the other problems with the ecosystem that I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. And it seems too easy to just to dunk on them.
Right. There's not really a whole lot to say.
I don't know what to say that we haven't already said.
Google, what are you doing? Like, there's not even like a quick fix for this either, because what, I don't even know what the end game is that they're trying to get to.
Right.
Like, what's the selling point of this? It's none of the selling points that's there now.
They can't, there's no way out of this unless they drastically change the way they're trying to position and sell this thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody's looking to buy $60 games on this thing.
Nope.
Nobody.
No.
Not one person.
It needs to be a purely a subscription-based stream model.
That's one way to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
And the difficulty there then, of course, is who is who's paying for that. Like, not on customer side, who's paying for that on the company side? Like, what publishers are signing up to say, yeah,
put Red Dead Redemption on here.
Put that on there. Like, who's ponying up the money to the publishers?
No one. No one.
Google?
Because there's no Red Redemption on the other one.
Right.
Although Google does have the money.
But are they, is that the vision? That they're going to pump a ton of money into
if
games?
If Google has a vision, that's what they're going to do.
But that's not what they're doing.
This thing... because they don't have a vision. This thing was sent out to die.
Right.
I just don't understand.
This is
why
a tech demo.
Bother.
This is just
why
a
do
tech
they bother
demo.
Hiring all these people, these executives? You know, people with like, you know, Jade Redmond.
Sure, I'm sure this is not her idea.
Phil, yep, the guy from Microsoft that they brought over, Phil Harrison
from Microsoft Sony,
mm-hmm.
and other places probably.
That's the one that is the weirdest one. Like. He should know better.
Well, you don't know what kind of offer. He may have a golden parachute.
No, that's fine. I just mean he should be in these meetings like saying this isn't the right strategy.
Or
like,
maybe this is a some sort of, you know, intentional loss by Google.
Why?
That they needed to show that they're making a proper investment, and you can do that by showing you hired the right people, and you lure them away by saying, you know what, this thing between me and you, we're sending this out to die, but when it dies, here's how much you get when this folds.
Why would they want it to fail? I don't understand that strategy.
Disrupt the market?
Evil.
Disrupt the market. For what?
They're not disrupting anything. That's the definition of failure. They're just going to be, they're basically invisible. It's so weird. It's so weird. And the problem is, and the frustrating thing is, you could see like, this could be a good product.
There may be something. Maybe that is it. Maybe there's something in there. Maybe there's a patent in there that we're not thinking of that they needed to, you know, like the, think of it like Roger Corman's Fantastic Four. You know, the company, the film studio that had the rights to Fantastic Four wanted to keep it. They had 5 years to make a movie. When there was four years and 6 months left, they had Roger Corman make a Fantastic Four movie in a week that was never released, but they got to keep their rights. So maybe there's something in there, some sort of patent, some sort of license that they needed to do something with in order to keep it exclusive.
Oh,
so
annoying.
They built the Stadia. That's my guess.
Even the name is bad.
It's all bad. I'm just saying. You never know. Maybe there's some sort of cloud streaming patent, something that they needed to. It's a big dumb guess.
It's possible something, but that makes more sense than their business plan.
But it's the most logical thing I've heard so far.
Nothing else makes sense about it. Can't think of a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if they did this? Okay, but instead of same concept, right? But forget about trying to compete AAA games. Forget about that. What about all like retro, older stuff? And you can do a subscription for...
They don't have any of the games, though.
But could they... They can license them.
I know, but why...
But why bother? Because no one's going to pay for it? How much could you charge for that?
Right.
$5 a month? Isn't there value in that? Like, wouldn't you think people would, like, if you could offer people, like, GameTap? Remember GameTap?
I remember GameTap.
GameTap was good.
It was. Where's it at now?
It was ahead of its time, and it was too expensive. How much did GameTap cost a month?
I don't know.
I feel like it was
$18, $17.99?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Way too much. I think for $5, that type of service could be pretty popular.
It could, but I don't know if that's a viable price point for that.
I don't know either. But how much, you know, it's fucking like Pac-Man and shit. How much is that worth?
I'd like to own Pac-Man.
Right.
I would be very happy to own the licensing rights.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not offering.
No. You said you were going to buy Shipwreck and I Pac-Man.
This is not an offer.
I like this business plan. So you're going to buy us Pac-Man.
And then we're going to charge everybody $5 a month.
Uh-huh.
To play Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the money
I'm on
right
board with this plan.
No, yeah.
Now, are you going to buy us Miss Pac-Man? Is that part of the overall license?
I meant Pac-Man trading cards.
Are we just no bow?
With the bubble gum.
I had Pac-Man trading cards with bubble gum and a sticker.
I still have them.
Good for you.
In my sticker book.
Mm-hmm. Those are good stickers. Mm-hmm. They had cartoon bubble word bubbles, too.
I posted them on my Twitter. Remember?
Okay. I will say yes.
Yeah, you didn't.
There's a part of this. There's just not the market for this either, though, right? Like, you're either satisfied with playing iPhone games.
Yep.
Or you're going to be buying a PC or a console.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to have access to stream games like everywhere. It's not the same as TVs and movies.
Nope.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like the market for, if they did this with like retro games, I feel like it's a bigger market.
But
the
retro games are already there on your phone. If you want to play Pac-Man,
you know what this would be good
on your phone.
That's true.
I would say like a you don't know Jack type scenario.
Buy it on your phone.
Yeah, but you can buy that on your phone.
It's all there. It's already there. They're not solving phone's any problems.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Well, this is a good segue to the CAG bag, because the first question is from at Cavaccino, and he asks if any of us are in the Project xCloud beta, which is Microsoft's version of this, which they're not charging for. It's a straight up beta. We're not in it. I'm not in it anyway.
No, I'm not in it. Isn't it only on Android still?
I mean, you could probably do it in browser too. No, I don't. I haven't really read too much about it. This. I have no use for this stuff.
Oh, it's not even. You know what though? Here's the difference though. It's not that I have a use for it, but I don't mind it as an option.
I'm never going to use
as an,
it though.
As an optional thing, it's fine. As the only way, I'm not a fan. Right. I'm out. I'm out. If it's the only way to play this is to stream it, then that's dumb. But who knows? Maybe if I would try the xCloud and play a game in my bedroom for reasons.
Right. If Google was smart, they just would have done
your bedroom. Your bedroom is right next to the room that has the thing in it.
I know, but maybe someone needs the living room. Maybe my kids.
Maybe
need
you could
room.
Read a book. Like
fuck right. Books.
That's my thinking.
Reading a book. I'm not spending time with other people.
This is why I don't play games on my phone.
You know what? Sometimes, like, my kids are in the house and, like, they have friends over and they take over the living room and I just hide in the bedroom.
That I
hate. That's a thing that happens.
Yeah, that happens to me.
So, that happened to me on, what was that day? Last week, Saturday. That
happens to me all the time.
I was alone with four children in the house. It's craziness.
So, you unplug the Xbox and you take it to the room you're going to be in.
Yeah. Well, no, they were using it because they were playing You Don't Know Jack.
Well, you unplug the PlayStation 4 and you take it to the room.
Yeah, that's true. That's
no,
true.
What you do is you insist that you play with them. You play with them and then dominate.
No, you know what, though? You can't play the You Don't Know Jack games with three 11-year-old girls. It's not that you, I mean, physically it's possible, yes. Right. But it's all inside jokes and references to things, and they all like play with each other. Like, you know, it's all about making like dumb jokes half the games.
Isn't that what you do? You're all about that.
I know, because I don't understand their references and they don't understand mine.
Right.
So it's not the same. It's not the same as, say, when my cousin comes over and we play the five of us, and it's all like family in jokes, and then it's funny. It's different.
I understand what it's like to be old.
Yeah. I can't play Monster Seeking Monster with my daughter's friends because that's that's inappropriate.
Right. I was at the gym today and they played Yaz, Don't Go.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song, Wombat?
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, all the instructors are like, you know, 20-something.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of an only you guy, but yeah.
And we're, you know, so we're exercising and they're running on, I'm running on the treadmill or something. And the woman comes, the instructor comes over to me and goes, "Hey, do you know this song?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know this song." She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "I wasn't sure if you were born yet." Or something. Or maybe she said that she wasn't born yet. I couldn't really. I was dying probably.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure she could tell you were born yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I wasn't really sure what she was saying at that point. But yeah. And then later the Beastie Boys came on. And then she came over to me again to ask me if I knew Intergalactic. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's from like 1990. Like, what the fuck? But yeah. Anyway.
I like her motivation tactics.
So that's the same instructor that told me that she laughs when she looks at my face.
I like it.
And I said, yeah, I get that a lot. She said, no, you make really weird faces when you're working hard.
I'm like, I think yep. She's hitting on you.
She's not.
She's hitting on you.
Not.
She wants the big D.
She does not.
And then that, I mean your hands.
What?
Huh?
My hands. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Neither. I lost myself on that one.
Okay, good. I'm just usually a lot of times. By the way, like so, sometimes I'll be editing the show and mm-hmm. I'll hear jokes that you've fired off that we didn't get and that I get later editing the show. But this one I'm not going to get.
No, you won't get it later either.
Okay. See, I usually get the jokes.
Going somewhere and then it just kind of fell apart.
Okay. That's okay. Good. No, I'm pretty sure she's.
We'll
not.
Fix that.
What's the opposite of hitting on me? Making fun of me? Yes, that's what she's doing.
That's what people do when they want a piece.
They make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
My ping pong coach makes fun of me a lot too. Does he want a piece?
He also wants a piece. Yes.
Everybody pretty much makes fun of me. Everybody wants a piece. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, everyone wants a piece.
Damn, I've been missing out. All right. At Ultra Hyper J-Dub writes in and asks if we have any plans on getting the Xbox Elite Controller 2. Have you used either of the Elites?
Well, you guys both have Elites, don't you?
Yes, we both use the Elite 1.
Yes, it's fantastic. My Elite 1, once in a while, the knob will drift. And I'll sort of like pop it out, like pull it out, and that'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a deal that I read about at Video Game Deals on the new Elite 2 controller. It was $30 off, so I ordered it for myself. And it's coming tomorrow, I think.
Enjoy.
So I will let you know. I will report back. It's an official business expense. Thank you for your cooperation. I feel like the controller is pretty important. It's totally worth it. Well, I don't know if the new one's worth it. Anyway, at Mikhail M writes in and asks if there's a conflict of interest between Jeff Keighley and Kojima, or does Death Stranding deserve its numerous nominations? Wombat.
I'm sure it deserves it. There are nominations that are
you?
Awards.
Sure. Are you sure? You are?
It's a major release.
But it doesn't mean it deserves
nominations. It's a well-reviewed major release by one of the few names in video game production.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure its name should be in the video game, because you know why? The Video Game Awards is a fake show. Does it really mean anything?
Wait a minute, it doesn't?
No. So it's purely an entertainment endeavor.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter.
Oh.
So I don't think there's a conflict of interest, because there's no ethics actually involved. Shh, don't tell anyone.
There's no interest. And pretty much no interest.
Yeah, it's not like
world
it's
exclusive.
Not like yeah, exactly.
Ethics.
We brought the accountants in from Heaven, Gleaving, Globin, Globin, and. Yeah, no, right. it's the Video Game Awards. Get over yourself.
Right. It's a show that you're supposed to watch on Twitter and spam the chat and with
Green memes. Day's performing live. They're playing their new hit song, No Ethics.
Yeah, so, and I don't think it really matters, I think is what we're saying.
Yeah, it's fine. Who cares?
I don't think
enjoy
Jeff,
the show.
I don't think Jeff is rigging the voting so that his friends win. I don't think
that is true too. Voting
should make some noise.
Are we sure?
Well, okay. I'm not sure that Jeff would.
And again, it doesn't matter. His job is to make an entertaining show called the Video Game Awards.
Right.
If he does that,
right,
then he's done his job. That is the only allegiance he has.
Right.
You thought it was interesting, though, that Apex Legends got no nominations.
I did. I thought it was weird that Apex Legends didn't get nominated for Game of the Year when Resident Evil 2 Remake did. It just seemed like an odd choice, considering that Apex Legends has been a game that instantly entered the zeitgeist as a powerhouse, and yet it got nominated for Best Ongoing Game, which seems weird for a game that hasn't even been out for a full year yet, right, compared to like a Rainbow Six that's been out for 3 years. And yeah, that's impressive. Well, that game is still relevant after almost or 2 years, whatever it is. Right. So it's just kind of, it made no sense to me. That literally made no sense.
Apex Legends only had 70 million players play it, so it's, you know.
Exactly. I'm like, this. Oh, here's one of the biggest things. It literally changed how we think of these free games, you know, and really changed. It changed things overnight. It changed how these types of games are released. It changed how they're monetized. It was an instant smash and the sensation.
Actually, is this EA's like first major free-to-play push
within
the console space?
Yeah, I think so. And yet it didn't even get a nomination for Game of the Year. Instead, it got nominated for Best Ongoing Game, as if the game is 2 years old.
Right.
Or three, yeah.
They're calling that as a game of service.
Yeah. And they're basically saying it's not really a game, is basically what they're saying.
Right.
I just thought that was an interesting choice.
Right.
But again, like we said, they don't matter.
Right. It matters to Jeff because he's got to eat.
Yeah.
But
why Cheapy's boycotting the Game Awards.
I'm not. It's like a reality TV show. It's not really real.
No.
But it could be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Borderlands 3 anywhere on this list.
No, I think Rainbow Six. I think Rainbow Six Siege has more nominations than Borderlands 3.
Jeff doesn't know anybody.
And that game is 2.5 years old.
Jeff doesn't have any good friends over at Gearbox.
Apparently not.
Someone wasn't invited to Medieval Times.
What else we got here? Chrono Destroyer writes in and says, Cheapy, did your standing desk help your back pain? Do you still use one? I read that you're supposed to be up and about rather than sitting all day, so I'm cautious about them. Thanks, and keep on randomly belching mid-sentence. Oh, I just fulfilled you. You fulfilled your dream right there. I still use one, but I don't sit at it or stand at it too much during the day. So I keep it down mostly this time, these days, because I'm not there.
It's not like you're at a desk for more than an hour a week. So does it really matter?
Well, that's what I just said. But that's an exaggeration, what you just said. But, I'm not sitting at a desk 8 hours a day, so it doesn't matter that much. But for you, I would say you should read Mind Over Back Pain by Dr. John Sarno, not worry so much about the desks and, you know, and exercise. That's what you need to do, stretch and exercise.
Borderlands 3 does have a nomination on here.
Woo-hoo.
Best action adventure game, along with
every
other game that was nominated for Game of the Year.
Wait, which one?
They're in Best Action Adventure Game, which includes Control, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, and The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Right. Well,
good luck, Borderlands 3.
Yeah, good luck. You better sponsor the Game Awards if you want a chance at that, winning that one. Jay, last question here, Wombat. You can go to bed very soon. JG Sieve, I don't know. It would be great if we could hear some feedback from you guys after you each play 6 to 8 hours of Death Stranding. I think it would be gold. I'd even watch a stream of it in its entirety. Start a Patreon for it if you have to. I don't think an opportunity comes up often where you have a game like Death Stranding with the production quality and hype turn into something like it is, which is really a package delivery game with balanced mechanics and likes. The Strand system. I keep checking my library to see if they have it. I think I requested it.
Well, have fun. I'm not getting it.
You wouldn't? What if somebody sent it to you?
Then I would play it.
And would you stream it?
Maybe.
If somebody sent it to you and said, "Here, Wombat, here's a gift," I'd like you to stream it.
I'm sure I could figure that out. Yes.
I think you could.
Yes.
I think you could.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ball's in your court, JG Steve. If Wombat plays it,
Don't send me Death Stranding.
If Wombat plays it, I'll find a way to play it.
Okay.
You don't have to send it to me, but I'll find a way to play it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Let's put that out there.
Okay, then.
The best part of that is we don't have to do anything.
No.
Most likely.
We would hope.
Right. Did I tell you I ran into a CatCast fan and a restaurant in your hood?
Yes. Last week. You went to a restaurant right by my house, didn't call to ask me if I wanted to join you.
You didn't want to join us.
No, I didn't. I think I was out, but still.
There wasn't room for you anyway.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
We went to Smoked Barn, which is a new barbecue place in Levittown. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from the ping pong place that we go to, Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So we were eating. It was very good. It was awesome. And we were eating there. And as I'm eating, a gentleman comes up to us and says, "Oh, you're TBD, right?" And, you know, he's like, "No." Said that he enjoyed the show. And I realized that I must have been talking too loud in the restaurant.
Did you tell him that you had a podcast?
He knew. Yeah. And then he's like, "Oh, the ping pong place is right across the street." I was like, "Yeah, I know. We just came from there." He's like, "Wow." I think his name was Tony, hopefully. Because that's right. How I remember it.
One of these days, you're going to call me when you're, you know, in my neighborhood.
You don't want to call Wombat. But that's like the only reason I'm there, is to play ping pong.
Get together, we could do something. But, you know.
Wombat, listen to me. You should start playing ping pong.
You should come by and meet my dog.
I want you to play ping pong. I don't want to meet your dog. I want you to meet ping pong.
I want you to meet my dog.
I want you to embrace ping pong.
It's rude.
As your lord and savior.
Team is upset.
No, she's not.
She's like, "I want to be chibi."
All right. Yeah, I should. Yeah, we should do that sometime. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. You're literally 3 minutes from my house when you go there.
No, I'm not. Is it really? Are you really that close?
I think it without traffic, it's about 6 minutes.
If I live 6 minutes from Smash, I would be pretty happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My goal is to convince them to open one really close to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're about 6 minutes from my house.
Let's talk more about ping pong.
Okay.
I got a new paddle.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us all to go to bed.
It's got a pips on both sides.
No, we're cutting this off. We're not talking about ping pong.
It was about $95, my most expensive paddle ever.
What's going on Facebook?
There's a picture of my paddle on there.
Yee.
There isn't. All right. Let's remind everybody to visit untuckit.com and use coupon code CADCAST for 20% off at checkout. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals, of course, for those Black Friday deals, and so on. And that's it. We'll see you next week before Thanksgiving.
Fred's done.
Herbie's magic will be unleashed on the world.
Let's get more horsepower than I expected.
He's stronger.
That's harsh.
He's faster.
Come on, Herbie.
Wow.
He's Herbier.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Herbie, she's too young for you.
And it's all good under the hood. From Walt Disney Pictures to save her family to unlikely partners.
Ready to do this thing?
are going to make the whole world believe. Lindsay Lohan.
It's like we're connected or something.
Herbie is a car.
With Matt Dillon.
Let's see what makes you tick.
Who's laughing now?
And Michael Keaton.
All right, Maggie, I want you to guess.
And introducing the tricked out, wrapped up, and all new Herbie.
That car is alive. It's mocking me. Look, it's doing it again.
Herbie, fully loaded.
Meanwhile, Herbie has an erection in that movie.
He does?
Yeah. He sees the new beetle, the yellow beetle, and his antenna goes boing.
It's a very sexualized movie. It's what I remember.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even with the digital breast reduction, I still thought they were distracting and big.
Congratulations.
No, I mean, it's weird. I'm just finding the trivia that I'm learning is strange.
I guess.
They botched the digital breast reduction, I feel. If the version I saw was actually... I don't know, maybe I saw the director's cut or something.
Maybe they went the wrong direction with the slider.
I mean, the... maybe I saw the director's cup. Get it, Wombat?
No.
Like bra cup?
No.
Women wear bras to hold their breasts up and make
they
them
do?
Look bigger and fuller and to support them.
Boiling.
Oh, Herbie. Did he shoot oil at it all?
He may have.
Yeah.
Can we move on